Oh, hi, and welcome to our Elevation Mammoth podcast with me, Emma Goswell. Adam Turner and I recently visited Mammoth Lakes for Elevation Gay Ski Week, and these are some of our best bits. Enjoy.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Adam.
Tell us where we are.
Oh, my goodness me. Well, we've journeyed to Mammoth Lakes, California, because it is Elevation Gay Ski Week, and we are in a gondola with the most spectacular view all around us. I feel like we've gone to bed and woken up in a Christmas card, don't you?
I feel like I'm in a snowball. It's actually incredible. The view here is incredible. Alpine trees, snow covering the mountains.
And proper snow.
As you can see. And it's absolutely stunning.
There are huge mountains right ahead of me. We're in a gondola going up to collect our snowboards and skis. The sky above us is completely clear and blue, just a few little clouds. We've got our sunnies on. We are ready for a day in the mountains. Now, I've been lucky enough to have been to Mammoth Lakes before, and I can tell you you're in for a treat when you're up there. What are your expectations so far?
I mean, I've done ski festivals in Europe, I've done ski festivals in France and things like that, but I've never been to California. So to think that we're so close to Los Angeles and places you can think about beaches, I think when people think of California, they think of beaches surfers and sunshine. We've got the sunshine just in a little bit of a different way. I can't wait to just get to the top, get my snowboard and just get down the slopes.
I'm so excited. Now, talking to Californians, we've got a real life Californian right next to us, Justin. Now, Justin, you're originally from LA, aren't you? But how long have you been working in Mammoth?
Been working in Mammoth for 5 years now.
Okay. So, what's it like growing up in LA then? Because we imagine that you do have this dream lifestyle in that you can literally go surfing or snowboarding at the weekend, can't you? Is that what your childhood was like?
Yes. I grew up about 15 minutes from the beach, went surfing pretty much every day I could. Grew up coming to Mammoth. It's a 5 hour drive.
Yeah.
But
it's doable.
What makes Mammoth the place where you decided to settle and call home here?
Mammoth, the resort, we have the highest summit in California of any resort, so we get a lot more snow when there's warm storms that come from the Pacific Ocean. I pretty much tried to dedicate my life to snowboarding before this. I worked at a snowboard publication as an intern. I studied communication in college over in Colorado, and I just always knew that I needed to come back here and like make my life here. So yeah, Mammoth. It's just, there's so much to do. Even the summers are beautiful here.
Justin, I feel so sorry for you. You have such a hard life. It sounds awful, doesn't it? You wake up in the morning, you've got to decide whether to go skiing or snowboarding or just drive to the coast and go surfing.
Exactly.
It's a hard life, isn't it?
California is quite the place.
Yeah,
there's nothing really like it, to be honest.
It really is. What do you think makes Californians? Because when I came last time, that was one thing I noticed about Californians, that they are quite balmy, aren't they? They're quite up for it.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that's true?
Oh, yeah. There's many types of Californians, but overall you're definitely pretty spot on with that.
Yeah.
I like to see myself as like maybe a more laid back Californian that really likes to appreciate maybe what we have, but there are people that are a little upbeat, you know, come from the
up for a party.
Yeah.
Well, last time I was here, it was a bit different in that it was May and it was a lot warmer and there were people, no word of a lie, snowboarding and skiing in like bikini tops or topless.
Oh,
like, do you do that?
Mammoth's famous for that. You know, we get all this snow in the winter and then we have a really long season that we get to stay open longer than most mountains. And we're lucky enough to be able to, when it's May and June, we snowboarded all the way till August 6th last year. Just... Pretty crazy.
That is mental. Right, we're going to have to shut up now because we're nearly at the end of our gondola ride. Yeah. But thank you, Justin.
Yeah, of course.
I'm very much looking forward to getting up on this mountain.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. It's Emma and Adam.
Hiya.
In Mammoth Lakes, California.
We're a little bit warmer now, aren't we?
Thank goodness we're indoors, yes. No blizzards around us right now.
We've managed to have a shower, get changed. We are at Gomez's, which is where the Après Ski is happening today.
Yes, well, we're here, of course. I mean, it's a good place to come anyway, Mammoth Lakes, really, in Mammoth. But we're here at a very specific time, probably the best time to come.
Yeah.
Because we're here for Elevation, which is the Gay Ski Week. And we're with the guy that set the whole thing up, Tom Whitman. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, very well indeed. Can I just first of all point out your T-shirt? Is it supposed to be a bit of an innuendo? It says on it, "Everyone loves a mountain."
No, I would never
top.
Make inappropriate innuendo. Absolutely, every year.
Are you a mountain top? Is that what you're saying?
Or maybe I just like them.
So tell us about Elevation. It's your baby. How did you come up with the idea, and how did it all start?
Yeah, I used to race on the ski team at UCLA, which is in Southern California, obviously, and. So I love this mountain. We would come up here every weekend, and so I love snowboarding and skiing.
So you're from LA?
From LA.
Yeah.
And just got together with a few friends, was like, you know, we should throw a gay ski week in Southern California.
Yeah.
And did it first year. It started off huge from the get go.
Really?
And it's been 16 years. Yikes.
So what else happens then apart from the skiing? Obviously, that it's really about the social aspect and the partying as well. The après ski.
Yeah, absolutely. Gay ski weeks are really fun because it's an environment where, you know, it's not a big circuit party. It's a really fun place to meet people. Guys come out, they have a purpose for it. So yeah, so there's events every day. There's an après ski event every day. There's a nighttime event every day. I love the après ski events. Everyone comes off the hill. They're in their snowboard boots. They're telling stories about their day on the hill. They're meeting new friends, hanging out with the friends they came with. It's just a good time. We have DJs every day and every night.
You've done it for 16 years. Do you have a story that is like a standout story? What is the most outrageous thing that you could say on radio, daytime radio?
Outrageous.
Wow. I have a really cute story. A love story that I love.
We love a cute story.
We love a love story.
Two friends of mine met at Elevation, literally ran into each other at an après ski event, got married 4 or 5 years later, and now are coming up with their kids, who are now 7, I believe.
Wow, so they're skiing as well then, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
they're so cute.
That is so cute.
And they're actually
cute.
Not even the only Elevation babies. There are other couples who bring their kids up literally every year.
Look at you. You have started a ski week, and now you've created humans as well.
You're like a big gay ski godfather.
You're about to say daddy, weren't you?
I mean, if you want me to be, I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm cool.
Well, listen, we're all single here at this Elevation event, so any tips on us of like how to ingratiate ourselves to Californians if we might be interested in them?
Absolutely. I say this to everybody, actually. Yep. The thing I love about gay ski weeks is you lose the attitude. You lose the pretension. Mm. Everyone's super friendly. Walk up to people you don't know and say, hey, where are you from?
Okay.
Introduce yourself. And literally people come up to me every year and go, I've met friends I've had for 10 years that I met at Elevation.
And goodness me, if you could see what I could see right now, we're halfway up the mountain. Emma is fully kitted up. And yes, it's freezing, isn't it?
I don't know where you are at the moment or how warm it is, and I guarantee it's probably colder here. My right hand pinky has lost all feeling. We haven't even been up the mountain in 5 minutes. I've lost all feeling, and I'm wearing 2 pairs of gloves on each hand. I've got about 5 layers on. I've got a crash helmet on. I've got my goggles on. I've got a snowboard attached to my feet, and I'm about to do my first snowboarding since May last year. And I've told you all that I can snowboard, which I can a bit, but I've only done it about 4 times in my life.
So what's going to happen now is Emma, who is, she tells me, I don't know if she's picking it up a little bit, but she tells me that she is a proper pro on the slopes. I'm not a pro at all. So what I'm doing, I'm going to have a lesson later on today, and I'm going to get down in the gondola, and I'm going to race Emma.
Yeah.
She's going to be on a board. I'm going to be in a gondola, and we're going to see who gets to the bottom first.
Yes. Yeah, so
how are you actually feeling about this, please?
I'm genuinely quite scared because it is a bit blizzardy. It is snowing. The visibility
is a bit blizzardy.
Right.
I can hardly see your face.
It is quite scary at the moment. Now, okay. I can choose Broadway, or I can go Mambo, and then something else I forgot the name of.
I think when I get to the bottom, I might send up one of those search flashlights.
A flare.
And see if we need to send out search and rescue.
Yeah,
is that a possibility?
I think I'm the one that should have the blooming flare, Adam Turner, because I'm the one that could be stuck halfway down Mammoth Mountain
with
nobody.
Okay, so while I'm like sipping into a little hot chocolate at the bottom, he just raced past. You see how quickly he went? Yeah. Is that going to be you?
Yeah, not. No, he's gone on the experts only route.
Okay, so I'm going to be with a hot chocolate at the bottom, obviously having beaten Emma.
Yes.
She's going to have a flare. If I see it go up, it means send out search and rescue.
Okay, ready?
Okay, I'm gonna. So Emma is now off. She goes. She's off on her first ski of the session. Still on her feet. I feel like this could be a Winter Olympics job. I feel like I could have a career in Winter Olympics commentary. See you later. She's still on her feet. She's gone over. How are you doing, Emma?
I'm doing really well. I've had a great morning out on the snow. I've already done a little bit of snowboarding, but now it's all about the après-ski.
Yes.
And the first party is at Gomez's Bar. We're with the owner, with Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Emma. How are you doing?
I'm really well. Thank you for hosting us and for putting on a big old party for Elevation. So I know there's loads of events that are going on for Elevation, but just tell us, first of all, what's happening at Gomez's tonight.
Tonight we're the opening event. It's après ski, so everybody's hopefully been up on the hill having an amazing time in the Miracle March weather that we're having, as you know. And they're coming down here at 4 o'clock. to get the Opry on, and it's, we had 350, almost 400 people last year at this event, so we're expecting a big crowd again this year. We are all about fun here at Gomez's with over 600 tequilas, one of the largest tequila collections in the world, and hopefully we'll be sampling those tonight.
Yes, I did warn Adam, actually,
yeah,
that when
did.
I came last May with Steve Softley, we were, I wouldn't say forced to drink lots of tequila, but we enjoyed lots of tequila, didn't we, really?
We did, and I want to say that you had said you had a bad experience with tequila prior, but we corrected that.
Oh, no,
we
no, that's, prior, yeah,
we
prior. Yeah.
We converted you.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some really amazing ones. As he said, 600 tequilas. Who knew?
What, 600 different tequilas?
Yeah. Who knew that was even available?
I mean, I think we're here till Sunday. I reckon we could get through about 550, something like that, probably.
Well, what's your favorite tequila, though?
It's a tequila called Dulce Amaguro, and it's got a vanilla and caramel highlights to it. It's aged 5 years in French oak. It's absolutely amazing.
It's Emma and Adam here in Mammoth Lakes in California, and it's a beautiful day, isn't it?
The sun has come out, we are blessed, and I am so full. I don't know how I'm going to get on that snowboard and do anything active because I've just eaten so many pancakes with bacon.
You ate your own body weight in bacon and pancakes.
No, and then you finished my plate because
yeah,
you ate yours so quickly.
So I ate some of your body weight as well.
I'm not exaggerating. Those were the best pancakes I've ever put in my mouth in 46 years.
So what they were, basically, they were like coconut mascarpone pancakes.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I thought coconut pancakes, I'm not going to like them. I cannot get enough of them. I might come back tomorrow as well.
Stunning, stunning.
Anyway, we're in Toomey's in Mammoth Lakes, and we're with the owner, Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Well, blimey. Please tell us your pancake recipe.
Well, we have a wheelbarrow, first of all, to roll you out of here after you're done with them. But our coconut pancakes are actually one of the most popular dishes we have for breakfast here. created by a chef in Las Vegas, Nevada, we took the recipe and actually twisted a little bit to create our own version of a coconut mascarpone pancake.
So how long ago did you set this place up then, Matt? And what brought you to Mammoth?
You know what? Since I was a little kid, I always liked coming up to the mountains and fishing and hiking and skiing. And I knew I was never going to go far in school, so I picked the path less traveled and, you know, got kicked out of San Diego and moved up here when I was 21 years old, lived here 31 years.
Wow. And you love it. You live and breathe Mammoth.
Every day is a blessing. You know, all I got to do is travel around the world to come back home to Mammoth Lakes and know that there's few places that are as pretty as this one. And after 30 years, a lot of people get tired of the snow. But you know what? You go travel around the world a little bit, this has it all. Mammoth Lakes, California, all the way.
Well, a little bird tells me that you actually used to work in a gas station.
Well, it was funny. I was a chef in a restaurant in Mammoth Lakes for 11 years when I first moved up here. Quit my head chef job and started a small deli in a gas station outside Yosemite National Park. And with the dream and vision only of supporting myself and being very desperate to make it work so I could create a really good job for myself, we turned a little tiny deli in a gas station into a multi-million dollar operation. Most of our menu is from what I created over there.
Ah.
Out of everybody that asked me when I was opening my place if I was having the lobster taquitos, the elk, the seafood jambalaya, buffalo meatloaf.
Yeah. What's a jambalaya?
It's a New Orleans dish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a traditional southern dish.
Oh, nice.
And we do it with fresh seafood. And it's all cooked to order, so the seafood's really fresh inside the jambalaya.
Oh, wow.
And people flip their lid. And I had a customer the other day tell me he wouldn't have the jambalaya here because he's from the South and he knows real jambalaya, and I just laughed at him. I said, perfect, don't have it. You know, have something different, obviously. Came back later, and he shook my hand, said that was the best jambalaya he's ever had. And I can only repeat what people tell me.
Absolutely. Is there one dish on your menu that you're particularly proud of that anybody coming to Mammoth should definitely have? Apart from the pancakes, we all know how good they are.
The lobster taquitos on the lunch and dinner menu are super popular. People go nuts for those. The elk seafood jambalaya, and of course, the buffalo meatloaf is one that
amazing.
People come back. They just, you don't even have to change your menu. They come back year after year and they love it.
I mean, we've just had a massive breakfast, but my mouth is still salivating at the thought of all of that.
Stop it, you're obsessed with food.
I know.
Do you want me to put my shirt back on? Maybe that's why.
It's Emma here, with Adam, in Mammoth Lakes, California. I say with Adam, I've left him to go on a snowboarding lesson. Excuse me, sorry. I'm just up a mountain with my trusty guide, Justin, who's been showing me the mountain, he's been showing me the ropes, and I've been teaching him some English words like... Justin, what's your favourite English word that I just taught you?
Knickers or knickered.
No! You got it wrong! Knackered!
Knackered! See, I don't even know. What is it? What are knickers?
Knickers are what you wear over your private parts.
Oh, well, there you go. See, that was authentic.
As we're speaking, so... Okay.
There's a foot of snow right beneath me. We've had so much snow in this current dump. It's quite incredible. Right, what I'm going to attempt to do now is snowboard while holding this recording device. I've got a feeling producer Jake's going to kill me if I drop this recording device. I've already... In fact, just hold it. You hold it as I get up. Yeah.
All right, Emma's now going to get up. She's in about a foot of powder. That's a foot of powder right there. Look at that.
I'm actually underneath snow.
Yes. The whole board is buried.
I am totally under snow. Yeah. Okay?
All right.
So I'm going to get going. Okay. And I'll see you... I'll see you filming. At the bottom of the mountain. See you at the bottom of the mountain for some lunch. Okay, here we go. There we go. Here we go. Down the mountain. Nearly hit Justin. Left turn, right turn.
Don't worry about me.
Left turn, right turn. Oh my God, there's a child in front of me on skis. He must be about 2 years old. Where are we going? Okay, so what's happening now is I'm snowboarding fairly proficiently down a mountain. Justin is snowing down a mountain backwards so he can film me. Yeah, baby! We are snowboarding in a massive dump. Oh, here comes someone in a snowmobile. That's amazing. Oh, they are towing a stretcher. That is not what I want to see right now. Okay, the snow is lashing against my face. As you can see, I'm getting a little bit out of breath now. I'm going to pick up a bit of speed now. And now we're just basically going downhill on a piece of wood, but it's surprisingly hard work. Oh, yeah. Hi, it's Emma and Adam in California. We are in Mammoth Lakes.
And we just spent about 45 minutes trying to get into this place.
Yeah.
Like, this place is absolutely rammed.
This place is very popular. Also, I feel a bit at home here because I was here in May last year.
You were.
And I've got all their beer coasters. I've got the t-shirts.
No way.
I've got the pint glass. I love Mammoth Brewery. And we're here with the owner. It's Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Tell us about Mammoth Brewery then. You set it up. How did that come about?
Right. Well, started in 1995. We were the highest elevation brewery on the West Coast. 8,000 feet.
I heard this.
Yeah, water boils at 198 degrees Fahrenheit up here. So
okay.
You'd have to do the Celsius calculation.
Yeah, I'm literally doing that in my head right now.
Right, work on that. Let me know what
you come up with.
How does that work with brewing then? Is it good or bad for brewing
it's
beer?
It's great because, first of all the water that we use comes out of the glaciers and water and the snow-capped peaks that surround us. So we actually have first use of the water in the state of California, which anybody who's followed the water rights of California.
And of course, because this is where California gets most of its water from Germany.
That's exactly right.
So, and you're taking it all first and making it into great beer.
God bless us. That's exactly right. We're at the top of the watershed.
That sounds very Californian, doesn't it? Take the best water and just turn it into beer.
Yeah, I like that. I'm down with that. I like that.
Our most popular beer is the IPA 395, which we dry hop with desert sage. And the best compliment we've ever gotten is it tastes like a rainstorm in the desert. Because it's just
that sounds
so
quite
aromatic.
Sexy, actually. Yes.
We need to try that.
Yes, I need a sexy rainstorm in the desert.
There you go.
So how did you get into beer then? What is it about everything that you could have done with your life, with your career? Why did you dedicate
it to beer?
My parents asked me the same question. Yeah. I was one of those home brewers who said, I can make money at this. And of course, all I really did was turn my hobby into a job, but I don't think I've home brewed in years, but I love it. It's a great community. I'm amazed at just the industry as a whole. I mean, what other industry can you have so many of your competitors who literally talk so favorably of you?
Oh, wow.
We do a big beer event, big beer festival in the summer, the first weekend of August. It's called Bluesapalooza and the Mammoth Festival of Beers. And we invite up all the breweries from lesser elevations, shall we say.
Okay.
Up for a summer weekend retreat. And it's kind of like a family gathering. I really do call it a family reunion.
Yeah.
So you left San Francisco and went, oh, do you know what? I quite fancy living here.
Yeah, I love San Francisco. It's my favorite city in North America. I'm a little partial to it because I grew up there. But I would rather live in the mountains and visit the city than the opposite. So I love living up here.
Yeah, but this is the weekend that San Francisco comes here, or all the gays come here, basically.
Yeah, for Elevation Ski Week.
Have you noticed the difference this weekend?
Oh, I love it. I got to say, it's a double-edged sword living up here. The best thing and the worst thing about where we live is how remote we are.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you, every time it's Elevation Week, you get this culture that I crave and then I don't get.
And it, I mean, it sounds like it's a very big footfall, like all year round here at Mammoth.
Yes,
and,
it is. Well, yes.
And you get a lot of people, because most places, sort of, if people are skiing in Europe, those mountains tend to shut down over the summer because there's not much going on. But here it's like all year round.
All year round.
It is cold.
It is very cold outside, but thank goodness we're sat inside next to a very nice warm fire.
To be honest, Emma, if you could feel my nipples right now.
Well, if you want me to, I can.
They are like glass. It's going to be minus 13 tomorrow morning, you know that?
No.
Yeah, minus 13
at
9 a.m.
In the day?
In the day.
Okay.
So if you've got it, wear it.
Extra layers needed.
Exactly.
Michael Vanderhurst is... Well, he's got quite a good job, really, because he has to promote Mammoth Lakes across the world. And what was it about Mammoth Lakes and this area that drew you?
Probably the passion I have for outdoor activity, whether it's winter skiing and snowboarding or summer mountain biking, hiking, golf, fly fishing, all the things that you can do outdoors, away from your desk, away from your PC, away from work. And then if you can somehow wrap it in and call it work, it was the perfect scenario.
Yeah. I mean, this weekend is pretty much about skiing and snowboarding for us.
I mean, I was going to say...
the occasional bit of party.
Because we've been... Well, the occasional bit of party, but we've been on the snow. But it's only really... I've realised you can actually do so much more here. So much more.
Well, as long as you're a fan of outdoor activities or outdoor adventures, first of all, you've got this amazing California sunshine, California climate. You can go to Yosemite National Park. We're about 45 minutes away. You can go trekking. We've got hundreds and hundreds of miles of hiking trails right outside the door of any property in Mammoth Lakes. A couple of golf courses, world-class fly fishing, horseback riding, and the mountain biking park, which is the ski resort that transforms into the number one ranked mountain biking park in the USA.
Now,
that's
I like incredible. This idea because you get to go downhill and you don't have to cycle uphill, do you? Really? So all those... chairlifts that we did today to go skiing and snowboarding, they're used to just put your bikes on, is that right?
Absolutely. And the trails for mountain biking are the exact same as skiing and snowboarding, where you can either challenge yourself with an insanely difficult mountain biking trail, or there are trails made for entry level or family or anywhere in between.
I mean, it's pretty incredible that there's so much to do on it just in one small area. And considering we're so close to Las Vegas, we're so close to Los Angeles, we're so close to San Francisco. I mean, if you could do it, I mean, that's what I'm going to do on this trip. I'm going down to LA after this. And you can do everything from skiing, snowboarding, everything. And then literally within, five-hour drive, you can be in Los Angeles?
Correct. 5 hours to Los Angeles by car or a 45-minute flight from LAX straight into the Mammoth Yosemite Airport. 5 hours to Las Vegas by car as well, and about 5 hours or a 45-minute flight to San Francisco. So one of the unique things about Mammoth Lakes is it presents this amazing opportunity to have a very, very special California holiday, where if you come in the winter, you can ski on a world-class ski resort on a hill that has a terrain for any ability level. But then you can also package in a little bit of a surf vacation if you take in the beaches of Southern California. Or we like to call it the ski and sin holiday if you want to do the strip in Las Vegas.
I like the sound of that.
And people love it, especially our visitors from the UK. A little bit of gambling in Vegas, a couple of shows, some cocktails, and then you come back up to the mountains to purify yourself with some deep, deep powder.
The only trouble is I found packing a bag, Speedos for LA, snow boots for Mammoth. You've got to try and pack it all in.
You need a big bag, basically.
The good news is California has a lot of shops that sell more gear.
And so you've also got quite a few faces and names that people might recognize who come to this resort as well.
The difference between Mammoth Lakes and a place like Aspen or Vail is we don't necessarily have a paparazzi culture. So they can come here on the down low and really, really let it all out, whether it's riding the deep powder in the winter or mountain biking in the summer. So Can't even tell you how many times I've been on a chairlift or a gondola, looked over, and it's Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Oh, shut up. Not anymore.
Okay, yeah. Wait, so who's the coolest person you've been on a chairlift with?
You know, Pink is pretty cool.
No way. Oh, my God. Emma, stop it.
Who was I playing this morning in my hotel room?
Yeah, Pink.
I was playing
Emma's
Pink.
Having a little meltdown here in a kind of a snowman way.
Is she like to come at any point in the near, like, next 2 days?
You never know. You never know.
Hello, Emma and Adam with you. Halfway up a mountain in Mammoth Lakes, California.
Oh, my goodness. That was not the easiest way down.
Yes, we clearly followed a sign that said easiest way down from 11,053 feet up above the base of the earth. And that was horrendous.
The best way I can describe that was like, so on your left-hand side, you're coming down a very steep hill. On the left-hand side, you've got a 20-foot drop.
Sheer drop, yeah.
And on the right-hand side, you've just got a big wall of ice.
Yes, and there's only, what, about 2 metres wide is the path. And when you're on a snowboard, that's quite hard to navigate. And bear in mind, we're not the only people on this mountain. There's hundreds of other snowboarders who are just as bad as us.
Look
at them all falling over behind us.
I know. God, I wouldn't do that. No, I actually witnessed two people having a proper wipeout, and they nearly went over the 20-foot drop.
Oh, right. Well, I was keen that I didn't want to go over the 20-foot drop, so instead, and I didn't want to hit the people in front of me, so instead I just careered into an ice wall right into my knees.
I have to say, though, the view up here is absolutely... I'm probably getting a little bit swept away, but I'm going to tell you that I don't think in this climate I've ever seen views like this before in my life. It is absolutely stunning. It's like a winter wonderland, but as far as you can see, mountains and mountains and mountains of just snow-covered trees, and it's just stunning. It's stunning.
It actually isn't until you get up the big mountain in Mammoth that you realise the vastness of this landscape,
do you really? It's absolutely incredible. I mean, considering you can see Yosemite, I think, somewhere someone was pointing out over there. We obviously you've done before, but I can't get over this landscape. And you get your phone out to take a photo of it. It just doesn't do it justice, does it?
No, it never does. Do you know what? I never went on a ski holiday or anywhere snowy until I was in my late 30s. And I never really got the appeal of it. I was always like, oh yeah, holidays mean beaches and swimming and sunbathing. Yeah. And I'd never done it. And when I first came up on a mountain like this, I was absolutely in awe. I mean, it's almost like the closest I can imagine to having a religious experience. Do you know what I mean, though?
The altitude's got to...
I'm drunk on the altitude. Well, that's just about it from our time in Mammoth. Now, if you're interested in finding out a bit more about where we went, what you need to do is go to visitmammoth.co.uk. Or, for more information on elevation, then you need to go to mammothgayskiweek.com. United Airlines offers comprehensive access to the US from 4 UK airports and onward connections to over 280 destinations across the Americas. We flew from London Heathrow to Mammoth via San Francisco. Happy travels!